I'm going to start with a couple of questions, just who you are, what business you do, and where you're from, basically.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, so I'm Alana Hammond. I'm from Newcastle, but I'm currently a student at the University of York studying English literature. So you may be asking, why are you at a finance event? And I think that's the great thing about my degree. It's like such a, it gives you the skills of writing, reading, that can kind of transverse into anything. But I'm actually here today on behalf of the company Miles Wellbeing, wearing the merch. And that is a company which focuses on employee wellbeing and creating an app platform which promotes both mental and physical wellbeing. So yeah, we're just going around, speaking to every store, saying what wellbeing measures they have in place and like if we could help them, basically.
Yeah, I mean, just from Tav's perspective, boss CEO Duncan Krieger is really big on health and well-being, and we think it is so important in the workplace, and we are finding that the more you give out and look after your staff, the more output they give, and it just benefits everyone, including the end client. We actually had a question earlier that someone asked us in terms of how do you encourage an open and communicative culture within a company to support health and well-being. What would you say to that?
Yeah, it's creating an open culture. I think it definitely is depending on the people who you guys employ. I think you have to create an environment where everyone has that level of friendship. You're not just work colleagues. You go to each other and you can knock on each other's door and grab a coffee. And if something's not right, if you're noticing a sign that someone doesn't quite see themselves, you go in and you bring them up on it. You don't just let it get brushed under the rug.
Yeah.
So I say definitely like open communication. I think that's where everything starts.
And what is the greatest challenge that you're facing at the moment, would you say? I mean, you're studying at the moment. How long have you been at uni?
So I'm in my second year. Currently.
So did you start mid-pandemic?
No, so I was post-pandemic, but I didn't sit my A-levels. So I guess the whole exam situation is really weird for me. First year, all my exams were online. We're now transitioning into a period of exams could be in person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, personal stress, I guess I fully don't know what I want to go into. That's why I'm trying out like so many different things.
Yeah.
One thing that's on our minds at the minute at university, particularly in York, and I guess this links into the whole finance wellbeing conference thing, is the rent crisis. Everything is so expensive. I mean, I'm in London and I don't know how you guys afford to live here. Because even in York, we're all in a student house and the rent prices are just increasing so much. And I'm going to try and do like an investigation on it because I'm a news editor for the University of York student paper.
Nice. So what kind of have you seen? I mean, you've been here today at the FP show. What kind of things have you been that's tickled your fancy? What have you seen that have gone, actually, I really like the look of this. This is something I could get into, or what?
Yeah, I think particularly I've just been speaking to the guys at NatWest and they were really nice, to be honest. And they were just saying how like their company does have such good well-being measures in a place. And I think that's quite refreshing because of some of the other companies I was acting, they like didn't really know.
Yeah.
They were like, what do you mean by well-being? And I'm like, well-being is really important for your company. It means this, 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 this. So I think the guys at NatWest were really nice. And yeah, it was funny actually because I ended up going to the other conference that was on it here. And then I had to so I've been talking to people for about 5 hours today.
And you're now on a podcast.
Yeah, and I'm now on a podcast. But this is like my comfort zone because I'm used to it. But
that's great. You're the first who's been on a podcast before. Except I had a couple of previous guests who came on for round two, so that works.
Oh, round two, very nice.
Back to kind of, I guess, so a chap earlier called Jason joined us on the podcast and he was from the sort of mental health and wellbeing collective as such. He's kind of just over there. And we were wondering, part of the discussion was, how do you think companies can, obviously a lot of them support mental health when it's crisis mode, but how can you support mental health when it's a long-term issue that people are dealing with long-term? What kind of policies or initiatives can people tap into?
I would say that if you're a big company and you kind of don't know where to go for mental health wellbeing, there's some great websites out there. So Mind UK Charity has some really good resources on there. So I actually write for the Miles Wellbeing blog, and we actually have loads of resources on there about where to kind of find resources for your own mental health and physical health. So plug for the website, check it out. But I definitely think go to charities like Mind if you're on a big corporate level and you don't know where to start, but also just, you know, mental health, it's such a personal thing, so make sure that you can understand and like speak to people, make a personal connection first, and then go from there, I would say.
Love that. Well, I'll collect all your details after and then we can make sure they're in the show notes. Before I keep you any longer, my last question that I've been asking most people is, if you have a dinner party, you're having a great time, and you've got three guests, dead or alive, who would you invite and why?
That's really put me on the spot. I actually had to do a similar thing, and I literally just left the question because I was like, no, I can't. A personal one for me, I guess, would be my grandma, just because I never met her, so I'd love to have a little catch-up with her. And the other two... I'm a big history buff, so I feel like I'm just going to say, like, Elizabeth I. I've been doing loads of stuff on her at the minute for my recent essays, and it would be really good if I could ask her a few questions about John Donne and what he's kind of been doing in that period. And the last one... honestly... I don't know. What have other people been saying? Maybe they can...
Sports singers.
Actors.
Anyone, really.
I think I'm going to leave it at the two, honestly.
That's fine. It's a dinner party with one, so that's great.
They have me. They don't need anyone else.
Well, exactly. Alana, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, it's
been a pleasure having you on, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
And good luck with whatever you get on with.
Thank you.
Thank you.